If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Bow, 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 wow, wow, wow.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to our world. Now, what's happening here?
I don't know, but this is live, everybody.
Yeah, we're live. We're back. I don't know what, did someone mess with everything, literally everything in this surprise, and now I can't play anything off this computer. So, I wonder if it's... Nope, it's not that. Okay.
Can you play the music?
Hold on. There we go.
There it is.
I got it on my side.
So. Yeah, crank that up a little bit. Yeah. Oh. I guess I just turned mine off. It just seems
What's that look, Vinny?
Well, we've got it. It's working.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It's beautiful.
Now, but it's still not working because it's not working for where it's supposed to work. Kay. Later, when we do the news, you'll need to play that thing. Hi, Vin. How are you?
I'm good. Where's my bologna of deer?
Oh, I brought some. It's in my refrigerator. We'll have samples tomorrow.
Oh. I really didn't want any, but I was hoping that you did. So, did you also get me nunchucks made of shin bones?
I did not, but I put a request in.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
So you did bag a deer.
I did not bag a deer.
What?
Bag a deer.
I only had 2 days out and didn't see much. And it was so cold. It was so cold.
You know, it's funny that the storm, remember Storm Watch and there was no storm.
Yeah, we were it seemed in Tahoe, like everything was okay.
And nothing happened. Nothing.
But you got to Tahoe.
Oh, I had a great vacation.
Great. Like, oh, I'm so
all
glad.
Time great. But we are. You know, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I definitely need a plan.
Let's try and figure this out.
No, I don't want to. But I was like, we're leaving Tuesday.
Yes.
And then this storm. And even I'm talking to my friend Billy before he had his heart attack, which happened over the vacation as well. Oh. And who, by the way, he's the most in shape guy. Like, his kids are grown. He's got abs. He's like, he surfs every day.
She's killing him.
His whole life is set up for him to be in shape right now.
And healthy.
And he had a heart attack in the ocean while surfing.
Oh, my God.
I know. And then he gets back to the beach, land, and he's still got to ride his bike back to his house to get in his car to drive himself to the hospital. Anyway.
Oh,
I know.
My
that's like,
God.
I'm going, how, you? Because if you're toast.
Oh,
there's no hope for any
God.
Of us.
I know there's no hope for any of us.
I know there's no hope for me.
Oh. Sheesh. Anyway, Forget about
Jesus.
That.
Jesus. Okay, but, yeah, but
I'm talking to him,
that,
and he's like, dude, you can't. What if you get stuck on the road,
right,
and are like parked overnight with your kids?
We were parked overnight one time.
Well, and that was it.
It is awful.
It's no, yeah.
You pee in cups.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disaster.
Alone, I would have been fine with it.
Yeah.
With kids,
little kids is no fun.
And a dog, not an option. So we change everything.
Yes.
Which I'm just so.
You love changing
I'm so
things.
Rain Man about yeah. this stuff. I just get like agitated and weird and
right.
I'm
gotta
going,
watch Wapner. I gotta be home. I gotta be home at a certain time. I gotta watch Wapner. Yeah.
Just going. But I have an appointment on Friday at 5 or Monday at 5, and I've got this. The car's not done. All right, fine. I'm going to cancel everything, and we're leaving early.
Oh.
So I canceled everything. We left early, and the storm, this, you know, all yeah, time.
The closing all the world
bomb,
down. Yes.
Whatever they call them, the bomb clips or whatever. Nothing. It was like a dusting. We went for a hike on Tuesday, the day it was supposed to drop feet of snow, and there was a dusting.
Jesus.
Which is okay.
Except that, you know, a little bit of weather prediction dependability would be awesome. Like,
would be great. Close. Like,
get it close. It. At least there would be an actual storm. Like some kind of storm. Okay, it wasn't a devastating storm that dropped 5 feet. It's just like a kind of a storm and dropped 1 foot.
Besides having to leave early, though, Tahoe was epic. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's so epic.
Was there some snow? Did you guys
there was some.
Catch some?
And- yeah, I mean, it was fine. There was the Heavenly is where the place we were staying
oh,
was
how
near.
Is that? I've never skied at Heavenly.
Heavenly's great, but
oh,
it wasn't
it.
Open.
Yeah.
Oh, none of it? Oh.
No. No, they you if you look up, the, you know how you can look up the mountain?
Yes, yeah.
There's all kinds of ground showing. Mm-hmm. So it just wasn't open. It will, and...
Yes.
And I heard Mammoth got the feet of snow,
oh.
which is Mammoth isn't where we go.
No, we're so not close to Mammoth.
So anyway, forget all that. Tell me about New York.
Honestly, I'm way more. It was great. We had an absolutely
How
great
many
vacation.
Pizzas did you eat?
I ate. I had one slice of pizza, like one.
What?
Yes. I only went out for a slice of pizza one time. We ate everything. We got subs. We got Chinese food. We got some crazy. Went to some like kind of fusion Chinese place. Oh, my God. It was great. We ate. Don't you worry. You know me. Got ramen, bowl of ramen, all the stuff. It was awesome. But I know, and it was a good slice, too. I wanted to go back, but everyone was like, I don't know, pizza. I'm like, one more. You know, when you travel with eight other people. Well, actually, in the end, seven, because my nephew ended up not being able to come. So seven, when you're traveling with seven people, you do what the majority wants to do. And you know what you do? You go with the flow, Vin.
Was Jeffy there? Stuffy.
Jeffy?
No. What's your son's friend's name?
Oh, Russie.
Russie!
No, Russie was not there.
Stuffy.
No.
Stuffy,
I don't know.
Chafee.
Chafee.
Itchy. Russie didn't go?
No, I'm going to see him he's going to come visit us in January.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you missed the cold weather on the East Coast for the
you
most
know,
part.
You know, truthfully, I mean, you're saying it was freezing,
on
but.
On Friday, it went from, I got there and I'm like, this will be okay.
Yeah,
I'm
it was like,
the woods
it
in
was
this.
In the 40s.
50 wait, degrees, wait. 40s.
Friday.
So Friday after Thanksgiving.
Friday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. All right. That's when you got there?
No, I got there on Thanksgiving. I got to my dad's house in West Virginia on Tuesday. Sorry, I can just hear it.
Just
I've been home
it,
too long.
Let it go, my friend.
You weren't home that long, though, were you?
Yeah, I know.
How long were you there?
I literally got in last night at midnight. I got 3 hours sleep and came into work.
Because I did see your picture yesterday, I think.
I was in the woods yesterday morning. So
oh
24
God.
Hours ago, I was in the middle of the woods in 14-degree weather.
So it got cold.
Oh, it got so cold. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It was and you cold. Just sit still
and you
in
sit
your little
still
thing
and just watch nature. And
freeze. Watch nature freeze to death.
Yesterday, I went in a stand with a buddy, and he
oh,
had a
so,
heater.
Well, that's, oh,
so
well,
we were.
I thought you were going to say.
Usually, don't hunt with two people, but it was Sunday, and we were just like,
climbed,
let's just stay warm. And
climbed into a sleeping bag and shared body heat. I mean, you do what you got to do to stay alive in 14-degree
yeah,
weather.
Wow.
But I've been out of internet range, cell phone for the most part.
Yeah, I did your log today,
everything.
So if you
Yeah, the log's wrong.
If you got any problems, take it up with Maddie.
Yeah. Yesterday was a long, long,
I'll bet.
Long.
So
day.
You crouched for days. How many days did you hunt?
I just went hunting Saturday and Sunday. Those were the only 2 days that were open. But
Friday, the weather turned and it got
Friday,
cold.
The weather turned.
Yeah, I flew out of off the East Coast. We left after dinner. We had a very nice Thanksgiving plate at a hotel near us. They had a restaurant there and we had booked and we sat down, big plate of food, cornbread stuffing, delish.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we went and dropped off our kids and went to the airport and got on a plane and...
And flew on Thanksgiving Day.
Flew on Thanksgiving.
Isn't that the best?
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was great?
It was, yeah. Well, it was still traveling. It was still, there
yeah,
was a lot. There was
home,
a lot of traffic.
Like, you know, going, oh, I'm no. so full.
It was, but if you have to travel, when we left on, because we left Friday really early in the morning, a week ago Friday, and it was crazy. Like
you left the day we left here.
Yes.
Okay.
So we were in the car at 4. My schedule did not change. At 4:15, when my alarm went off that says, get in your car and go to work, we got in the car and went to the airport. And the roads were packed. The airport was packed. I'm like, oh my God. Everyone took this. I thought I was going to beat everybody by leaving that time of
You're
the morning.
You're not so sneaky.
I'm not so smart after all. And so that was a disaster. So flying on, it just took forever. It was fine. Everything went, you know, they got it down there at the airport. But by the time we left on Thanksgiving, getting to the airport, there was a lot of traffic. But it's, you know, you're driving through Brooklyn, so it's really packed anyway. And but then once we got into the airport, we were like, oh, took 2 seconds to get through security. Like that never happens.
I traveled on the two busiest days, Tuesday and Sunday.
Oh, you.
And, packed into Southwest like an animal.
Mm. Oh.
It was
Southwest. Are they about to cheat? They're going to start doing
reserve. They're
going to
change
right?
things, which is great. Because on the flight back, the guy next to me, I just want to sleep, and he just won't shut up. Mm. And you know, I put in my headphones. I was trying to, you know,
like give him all the signs
and the hints.
Like, dude, I'm trying to sleep.
And the stuff he's talking to me about, I mean, I don't want to hear it. I'm talking about his woman and just her junk and
what?
Oh my God!
Why do people do that stuff?
Men do
it's
that sometimes. Some men do that. They just assume you're for some reason you're 16 and you want to hear the details of their sex life. And I'm like, dude, I
is
just,
that true? If you run into that, or has this just happened to you, Maddie?
Yeah, I haven't really had that, but I mean. Even my bros, like we talk, we mostly talk about surfing. Mm. You know, like that's.
You don't talk about.
You know, ladies'
junk.
Well, no, definitely not. When my buddy, remember when my buddy was starting to date this lady?
Yes.
Like,
sure.
I
was like, give me all the details.
I was interested in his dating experiences because of the apps and all I've heard about it. And I still think I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
But. Once he, you know, they got up and running. Yeah, I haven't.
Now
gone,
it's just a relationship, and you don't.
Now tell me everything that you're doing in bed every single. Like, no, no.
I just have a face. I guess people would feel like they can just unload.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised because I don't think it's impolite to just say, "Bro, I'm checking out. I'm gonna put in my headphones now, and I'm gonna take a rest."
I did eventually, but he didn't. But it was still. The minute like he saw like I was like up or looking around a little bit,
right into
he
it.
Would go right in. So I even when I wasn't sleeping, I just kept my eyes closed to try to not talk. But
God,
it just I just shouldn't have to deal with it.
Right. Not that you could have done it. I mean, I guess.
And it wouldn't matter what airline it flew. You never know who you're going to get next.
It's so true. Oh my God.
But I'm just like,
the talker is the worst. I don't know you. Please stop talking to me. And the person who doesn't pick up, they keep like patting your arm like tap, tap, tap. And I'm like, okay, let me take out my earbuds again.
Yes.
And look, yes. What is it?
You flew first class, though?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, my God. And we slept. And we were on Delta One.
You did let John sit with you, right?
Oh, no. We don't have. What do
John, you sat in first class and he sat in the back?
No. We were on Delta One.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I didn't know. And then we could lay down flat. So we each had our own compartments, and I slept on the way home.
Oh, so like great. Delta One is private?
No. It's not private. It's but it's your number one.
It's
on
next
that
level.
It's really it was really good.
There's no regular seats on that plane?
No, there are. There's definitely regular seats, but they're not where I was sitting. I was sitting in one that you have your own thing with your own little console and a little side table, and then you've got a place where you click a button and it lays the whole seat flat.
You should do that next time.
Do all the normal people have to walk by you while you're?
Yes. Look at them. I don't look at them.
Do that next time.
I do that when I'm in first class. I love to watch look everybody
do
in the eye.
Oh my
through.
God, I don't at
okay,
all. I immediately put on my earbuds and close my eyes. Yeah. Oh, and we had then they gave us then they fed us and the food was airline food.
We had completely different travel experiences.
Yep, we did.
Well, the trip up to Tahoe and back, both a breeze.
Oh, really?
Like, there was
I'm glad.
No snow, no traffic, no problems.
Yeah, people are busy over Thanksgiving and you know not necessarily heading to the mountains. We used to have a place in Tahoe and we would always spend the week of Thanksgiving there because it was kind of abandoned and it was still, it wasn't like the depths of winter and you get that pine smell and everything's just.
We hiked every day.
I'll bet.
It was really.
It looked, I saw, you know, we were both on Instagram. Yeah. Sarah.
I'm not on Instagram.
And your family is beautiful. Really. Just beautiful.
That's nice of you to say.
Yeah.
You.
Just like. Looks aren't so they? Idyllic up in the mountains.
We had
his
fun.
Wife is so funny and his kids are so cute.
Oh. I was out with it. So there were a few times when I took the kids out to hike. Just like, that's the thing. I'm so glad to be back because vacation's hard. It's hard work. Like you gotta, instead of handing them screens, I was like, get your boots on. We're going to hike. Mm-hmm. Like you cannot sit here all day. We're leaving and we're going to be gone for a couple hours. Just have to.
Yep.
Except that's. You know, they need somebody there in case a bear and a guy show up.
You
and
can't,
I have
yes,
to choose,
and you have to
like,
choose
you know.
Between them. Obviously, we're going bear here.
No, we're going guy.
Oh, well, because you're a guy. Oh, that's right. It helps if you're a guy, then it's helpful.
Anyway.
He could kill you, though.
Well, he could.
Yeah.
But so could the bear.
Oh, the bear. But at least, you know, you get killed and the kids get away.
I feel like I have a fighting chance with the dude over the bear. Mm. But, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm playing some scenarios forward. I might still take the bear van. But anyway, luckily you didn't have to make that choice.
Lots of hiking, lots of outside, lots of extra. We saw Moana 2 while we were out.
You and everyone else on Earth.
You know
Earth.
What? I just want to say this.
It broke all the records.
And I don't know how. Moana 1 is one of the best movies of all time. And I'm putting it up there with all of the greats. Cars 1,
yes.
Moana, the character, like you just love it.
Yep.
And it's so cool for people, you know, of Polynesian descent to have a character that they can look up to. Little kids can go Moana, right? And I didn't know this until I saw 2. Lin-Manuel Miranda, whatever that, however you say his name, he's worth whatever you pay him, and not having him do number 2
was a huge mistake.
Was a bomb. Like the songs.
Oh no.
The movie was great. It was fine. No, I'll say it was good. The songs were completely forgettable, like every one of them. And then you look back at number 1 and go, every one of those songs is memorable and
you're welcome.
Is a sing-along.
I've never even seen the na 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 na. I've never even seen that movie. And I know half the songs just from hearing them when they got played in here.
Whatever that guy was asking, they should have paid him.
Yeah.
Because, and you know who they hired? Because I had to look it up because I was so surprised Disney would drop the ball like that. They hired those two women that do the Bridgerton. No.
Yes. They do the adaptation. There's they score. They take modern songs and sort of score them for this time period.
I don't know. I know I've heard about it. Maybe through something you'd mentioned.
Yeah, I think we were just recently talking. I thought maybe that would be good. That's
well, I'm sure
he's a storyteller. Though Lin-Manuel Miranda is a hit writing storyteller. His songs further the story. You need the songs to get you to the next place. Like, he is so good. And these ladies are very good at taking a modern Taylor Swift song and setting it to strings.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what their deal is, but and I'm sure they're red hot right now. So Disney went, well, they're the next big thing, and they're half the price of LMM, whatever. like, okay, LMM. They went for it and it didn't work out. Like my kids couldn't, if I went to my kids and said, sing any song from Moana 2, they wouldn't be able to do it.
So you're saying that while it was still a good story.
Yeah.
And it was a good movie.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Forgettable.
It was
because I have a story coming up about it, but it broke like every record.
And that's why
ever.
I felt like
because everyone loved the first
the
one so much.
Characters in the first one, the story in the first one, and the music in the all home run.
Yeah,
all top notch, all best you could hope for. And this was just like
now they're rewarded for the popularity of the first one, just pulling everybody in. We got to go see that. Our family loves Moana 1.
And it was the Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
And everyone. So anyway, I was just bummed the music wasn't what it should have been. But it was still, we went and saw that. That was one of the things we did. Anyway.
Did you guys see Wicked yet?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll talk a little bit about that too. No, I didn't see any movies.
I saw Gladiator too.
And you were saying?
Meh.
Meh.
That's it.
What is it, darling? What
it was fine.
I can see that you need to.
Did you go to the Thanksgiving Day parade? Were you going to do that when you were in New
York? No.
You went to the.
No. Oh. We were in Manhattan until Tuesday. We got the hell
Didn't
out.
Didn't it rain that day?
It did.
Oh, actually, that's right. You left on Thanksgiving. Somebody asked in the text. I thought I would ask too.
Because
the Mountaineer band played in it.
Oh, really?
I actually went to someone's house to watch the parade in Kaiser just to see the Mountaineer band play.
That's really
funny. They opened up for Santa Claus. They were the big
So one. Was it pouring? Because we were over in Brooklyn and we were like, oh, thank God we're not at anywhere near that parade with this rain coming down.
Yeah. And for some reason, nobody knows how to clean cameras. The entire parade you're watching and they're all.
Yeah, wipe off the lens. Why is that such a problem? Isn't someone in a control room somewhere going, geez, there sure is a lot of dots of water all over everything. All right, we ready to roll?
Yeah.
KLLC. KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here is a song. We'll be right back.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.